is a better place to get your podcast. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting, guys. I got to read this to you, okay? Maria writes, I got this over the weekend. My husband is accusing me of spying on him. I read his texts on his phone, not every night, but I read his texts on his phone, and he has a problem with it. Does this mean he's cheating? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know, because I don't read my husband's texts. I get very angry when I look at my husband's texts, not because I think he's cheating, but because of all the misspellings. I get so gosh darn mad when I see misspelling or lack of grammar, and I'm like, really, honey, you can't spell? And he's smart. My husband is smarter than I could ever imagine, but he can't spell, and he doesn't know his grammar, and especially on texting. So I purposely don't look at his phone if I don't want to. But, you know, it's interesting. What, as a wife, do you get allowed to do? Okay? You know, I mean, in the olden days, you know, okay, there should be no secrets. All right? There should be no secrets. There really wasn't Facebook or Twitter or something like that. And so you know, it really didn't make sense to have private letters somewhere, because a private letter would denote you're getting a note from somebody, or, you know, you're, you know, sending a note to somebody. So, you know, there would be more of the suspicion of cheating, or maybe you were in the mafia. Who knows? Okay. Nowadays, though, we have all the social media, and we've talked about social media where, you know, maybe your husband or your wife is cheating if they have a separate account that they don't want you to access. You would think this would be a slam dunk. Okay, you guys are married, so there should be no secrets between you guys. Yeah, you may want to get her a present, or, you know, you may want to have just a little bit of privacy for, you know, certain things, but for the most part, your communication, anything you have to say to anybody is something your wife can know about, and vice versa. But that's not the case, okay? We've had to redefine what marriage allows and what is appropriate in a marriage now with all this social media crap. Okay? Luckily, my husband isn't that big on social media. So if he puts a post, since I'm a friend of his, on social media, he doesn't care if I see it. All right? But if I actually went into his personal messages and I read them, I think that would give him the heebie-jeebies. And even though he may, you know, message his cousin or whatever, the fact that I would be kind of, you know, combing through that brings on a level of distress. So I don't. Distrust. I don't. So whatever he wants to do on Facebook, whatever he wants to do on his phone, I leave alone. But I let him know, you know, oh, yeah, you know, one of my patients caught her husband cheating today. Really? How? Well, you know, she read the text. Okay. So then my husband knows, okay, well, then I better not have anything on my, see, this is how I do it. Okay. You see, this is how I do it. Okay. This is how I recommend every lady to do it. Okay. Don't read his stuff. Let him have some privacy, but let him know that, you know, that if he knows something and is knowing with somebody else, you know that he did it before he knew that you knew. So for example, I'll go, yeah, you know, I think, you know, this is what happened. My patient, you know, read his text, saw that he was texting somebody, knows she cheated, marriage over. So my husband's like, well, you know, my texts aren't open book. I'm like, you know, honey, I don't need to look at your texts. I know that, you know, you love me. I know you're not going to cheat on me. I don't have to look at your phone. All right. So then he has a choice. He's like, either she's tricking me and she is going to look at the phone, or she really isn't going to look at the phone, and maybe I could cheat anyway. But then I'm going to feel so guilty because she just said that she trusts me implicitly. So I mess his mind up so bad that he doesn't know what the hell to do. And because he's so, like, all entangled, he can't even cheat because he's so busy trying to figure out what I'm thinking. See what I mean? So I don't look at my husband's text. Now, sometimes I'll be working out, and when I'm doing my cool down, I play his Candy Crush if I'm out of lives on my Candy Crush. And a text will come in. I'm like, you got a text here, and I hand him the phone without looking. He's like, you could read it. I'm like, all right, I think I'll read it, you know. Yeah, and then I read it, and I read it to him, and then that's it. But I don't go into his phone. I don't look at that. I give him privacy. Now, should married couples know what each other is writing? All right, I let my husband absolutely look at my phone. You know, I mean, he knows I have lots of conversations with various men in my work life. So let him see. You know, and, you know, some of my friends do put inappropriate things. You know, like, you know, I can't read your text. You know, you must have butt called me because I got butt called 20,000 times and your butt's so big or something like that. My husband's okay with that. There's nothing inappropriate on my phone. And can I just say, in general, make sure nothing inappropriate is on your phone ever. You never know where you're going to leave your phone or lose your phone. And somebody can always figure out how to, you know, hack in there and read it. So make sure there's nothing inappropriate. But here's the thing. If you are reading his texts every night, that looks a little creepy, even for a wife, okay? And if you're that worried that he's cheating on you, you got to get some therapy. You got to get some marriage therapy. If you have suspicions that somebody's cheating on you, don't just sit there and start reading his texts and going through his drawers, etc., okay? Just both of you go through therapy and go, look, you know, I'm a little concerned. Okay, I just need to know I love him. I want to make sure he's not cheating. And I don't want to be looking at his texts, but how am I supposed to know? I don't want to get an STD. I don't want to die of syphilis or AIDS or hepatitis. I need to know that if he's sleeping around. I have to, because I got to protect me. You got to protect the family. All right, and then, you know, put it on him to prove to you that he's not cheating. Easy. That's what I always do. I always shift the burden of proof. You need to prove to me that you don't think that girl is pretty. Well, how the hell am I supposed to prove that? Well, that's your problem, isn't it? You looked at her. You need to prove to me you don't think she's pretty. Do you want me to walk over to her and throw up on her feet? Yes. That's a good marriage. It's a good, strong marriage. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say sudden infant death risk is increased for infants who live up in higher altitudes. We'll talk about why. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's whatever every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I don't know where to go first. How about, if my computer would get through this. I saw this headline, and it kind of scared me. They say there's a risk of incest due to a boom in babies born from donor sperm and eggs. They say donor conceptions are taking place in similar areas, so half-siblings might meet and then begin a sexual relationship unaware that they're genetically related. Didn't they have a movie on this? So the more you have, and when you donate sperm, I mean, you donate a lot of them. And so it's very easy to impregnate a lot of women who use the sperm from the sperm bank. Therefore, you could have a lot of, brothers and sisters out there that don't know about it, or half brothers and half sisters. The Cambridge University study came out saying, Cambridge University professor says that is a big worry that children might enter into sexual relationships with their half-siblings and not be aware of it. Now, I don't know about in America. In Great Britain, where this article is coming from, says the number of babies created per donor is 10. They limit it to only 10 humans that your sperm can make so that you have less chance of incest. And remember, a lot of times there's the anonymity, I can't say that word, where, you know, somebody can't go, look, you know, I need to find out who donated the sperm because I'm about to date this guy and I need to make sure that he also didn't come from a sperm donor. But, you know, how do you know? What if your mom doesn't want to, tell you? So she urged parents, this is Professor Golenbach, says that various calculations have been made about how likely or unlikely it is, but most of these say it's not really likely to happen. But they don't take into account that these children often live in a community and are the same age and may even go to the same schools. I don't know what the actual chances are, but it's probably higher than people think. She says, I think it has happened, actually, and I'm sure it will happen again. She urged parents to be open with children born by donor conception to reduce the possibility. If they know they were conceived from a donor, they will be primed to the possibility of accidental incest. Can you believe that? Did you ever think we would be in a world where you had to be careful because you may accidentally be entering an incestual relationship? Those under 16 or over can check whether a potential sexual partner is their genetic half-sibling by contacting the Human Fertilization Embryology Authority. Again, I don't know what means we have in America, if we could, you know, if they also overlook our embryos as well. So they say Professor Golenbach's previous research found parents who conceived using IVF as a surrogate, as well as gay and lesbian couples, make better parents than a heterosexual couple. These new families face so many barriers to conceiving. They are better parents when they do finally start a family, she said. When you think about it, the parents of these families are people who have often gone through years of infertility and faced a lot of social disapproval, or sometimes both. All right, so she talks about how new families tend to provide a more stable environment because the children are not conceived accidentally, and therefore these kids are always wanted. So she goes and talks about that. But going back to the incest side, it's easy. If your mom is being 100% honest about who the father is and says, nope, your father is the one we're living with, okay, then you know that as long as she didn't have any other babies with anybody else, you could probably go out there and date. But if your mom says, no, we got you from a sperm bank, then or I helped conceive you through that, then you need to ask your future partner if that's the case. Remember Sons of Anarchy? Didn't he almost sleep with his sister? I don't understand that. I don't. And wasn't he married at the time? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a British woman has died of blood clots 3 weeks after starting the pill. This had been reported by Fox News. Fallon Kurek began taking Rigavidin in April to help regulate her period. She was only 3 weeks on the pill. She became short of breath, had pain in her legs and ribs. Doctors at a local hospital discharged her from intensive care after doing an EKG and suspected she only had a bruised sternum. She was told to go home and take ibuprofen and Tylenol. If the symptoms continued, she was told to go see her regular GP. They thought nothing more of it, but she still had this pain. It wasn't bothering her too much. 4 days later, she collapsed. At the hospital, they put her on a ventilator. They took emergency scans of her head and chest, obviously CAT scans, possibly VQ scan, I'm not sure. Doctor found the young woman to have a large clot in her lung. This caused the right side of her heart to be inflamed. Her blood and heart rate increased. Her heart rate increased 3 days later. Unfortunately, they declared her brain dead. Now, her parents, Julia and Brian, want doctors to warn all women about the potentially life-threatening side effects of birth control. We knew the pill could cause clots, and they can't bring her back. All we could do is save another life. Now, remember, birth control pills are considered safe. We've seen Yaz and Yasmin change their labels after suspected deaths in Canada were linked to Yaz and Yasmin. Rigavidon lists venous thromboembolism or blood clot as a potential side effect on its website. This, you know, most birth control pills will have that. I remember I had, there was a family that wanted me to write a birth control for their 12-year-old daughter. And I was a little nervous, you know, because, again, I don't know much about the family history, and I understand that periods need to be regulated, and but they also need to be evaluated why they're irregular first. And I never like to just throw somebody on a birth control pill. I like a gynecologist to evaluate them to find out, is it a thyroid disorder? Is it a bleeding disorder? I mean, I'll do a lot of the basic blood work for that. You know, we find, you know, kids with hemophilia that way because they all of a sudden have heavy periods. And we're like, why are your periods heavy? You know, have you ever had a bleeding issue before? No, I really don't cut myself. Well, then you come to find out that they have a coagulopathy, or an issue with their blood, such that they either bleed too easily. You could also determine if they have an issue where they could clot too easily. There's certain coagulation panels that could be done. Now, Rigavidon has ethanol, estradiol, and levonorgestrel. These are very common birth control components. It has the estrogen and the progesterone. And so I don't want you scared one particular type of birth control that has 30 micrograms of the estrogen, 150 micrograms of the progesterone. But, you know, these 30 micrograms estrogen, it's not the highest dose of birth control out there. It's not the lowest dose either. So a lot of times we recommend low-dose estrogen birth controls. That may do well. But any sort of shortness of breath or issues or chest pain, you know, you really need to be evaluated for clots to the lungs. It's something that has to be looked at. And a CAT scan is one of the things that we would do. And I understand that ERs don't like to do a lot of CAT scans anymore, especially with all the changes with Obamacare and the costs, and doctors I'm hearing being dinged for ordering tests that come back normal. But, you know, this is a shame. This could have been found weeks earlier, and unfortunately she dies. It's a real shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, should you be scared to try birth control? Should you be fearful of being on any sort of estrogen? No, you shouldn't. But I think you should be evaluated to see if you have that potential to make a clot. The other thing, too, is you know, don't smoke. I have so many patients who, they still smoke. And not e-cigs, we're talking regular cigarettes. And then they come in and they want birth control. And there's a lot of doctors in town that refuse to give birth control to somebody who smokes, because that could also put you more at risk for clots. So anybody who smokes should not be on birth control. And if you want to be on birth control, you better quit smoking. And I would say at least be a month off smoking. Now, I know somebody out there is saying, oh, Dr. Dahlia, they'll get pregnant by the time they do that. Well, I don't want you getting pregnant either. Getting pregnant when you're prone to throwing a clot could be just as deadly, if not more, than being on birth control. So I don't want you getting pregnant either. But we really got to get people off smoking, and we really have to evaluate and do coagulation panels on people to see if they're prone to getting blood clots. And we need to find out if you're going to be prone. And if you are, there's certain things that we can do. There's also still certain types of birth control that we can do that'll hopefully lessen your chance of getting a clot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is scary. They say babies born at a higher altitude are facing a greater risk of sudden infant death syndrome, according to the results of a very large study. David Katz of University of Colorado School of Medicine in Aurora and colleagues found an adjusted increased risk of SIDS for babies born where the mother resided at an altitude of greater than 8,000 feet compared to those born at less than 6,000 feet. of their mom's residence. However, there was no statistically difference for babies born in between. So, even though smoking during pregnancy and birth injuries, etc., those are associated with SIDS risk, sudden infant death risk, that was already ruled out. They also looked at race. They found that black race appears to have more of an issue. Maternal race and SIDS, they looked at that as well. But interesting how high altitude. Now, we know that it's a little bit more difficult to bring in oxygen. Okay, so maybe these babies have to work harder. All right, we know that hypoxia, low oxygen, can, put a lot of babies as well as older people at risk. And they think maybe that's why these kids, unfortunately, have a higher risk of sudden infant death. And so there are some limitations. Okay, to this study, but it's definitely something to look at. So if you do live in a high elevation city where you're up high, like let's say in Colorado, et cetera, Denver or whatever, I'm not really sure what the elevation is of Denver. I knew it once. I don't know it now. Keep an eye on the baby a little bit more. Keep an eye with the pulse ox. I think moms and dads having home pulse oximeters, looking at baby's oxygen, I think is a brilliant thing to do. Check on the baby's oxygen when they're sleeping. Make sure the kid's not suffocating and make sure the kid's not working too hard to breathe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thomas writes, I'm pre-diabetic and my doctor doesn't want to start medications, but rather limit my carbohydrates. Can I just take a small dose of my wife's insulin? Oh, hell no. It's natural, and if I go too low, I'll just have juice with me. Okay, bad idea. Okay, when you inject insulin, all right, that is one of the biggest guns of the diabetic medications out there, and you are sure to get a hypoglycemic drop if you're not a full-blown diabetic. So the answer to that is no, no, no. But I understand your logic, okay? I have to give credit where credit's due. I understand that you're thinking, well, wait a second, all right? If my wife gets insulin because she has diabetes, I'm almost diabetic, then, I'm probably having some insulin issues myself. Why don't I take a little mini dose? All right, because it's very hard to quantitate what you really need. And when we decide what type of insulin you need and how much you need, there's an art to it, okay? We titrate up and we titrate down and we watch you closely. And, you may think it's a great idea and it's an easy idea, but you're going to get sick of injecting insulin. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right, and nobody's going to give you an insulin pump because you're not a full-blown diabetic. You're going to have to eat right. Okay? A lot of us make jokes going, oh my gosh, if I turn diabetic, I'm still going to eat chocolate cake and I'll just inject myself the insulin. Yeah, we've all made that joke, but it's stupid. You can't do that. Okay? You're going to have to cut back on the carbs. It's as simple as that. Okay? If you don't want to become diabetic, don't make the insulin that you do have work too hard. Cut back on the sugars, cut back on the carbs, try to do more exercise. Now, this is interesting. Fox News had a study here looking at five dangerous food myths to stop believing right now. This is very, very interesting. This is nutritionist Susan Tucker that gives us five dangerous food myths. Like, for example, okay, myth, I need to detox. All right, this is something that has been frustrating me for a while because many of you guys will take some sort of a cleansing system. And I teach you guys this all the time. All right, there is nothing that you could take in a bottle that is going to cleanse out your liver. Now, some of you will say, no, you know what, for detox, what I'm going to do is I'm going to starve myself and just take some apple cider vinegar. We have no idea if that shocks the liver or if it helps the liver. Okay, how the hell do you know? And starving yourself puts your body into a state of shock. So be very careful with some of these cleanses that you do or some of these detox. If you want to cleanse yourself, drink plenty of fluids. Eat healthy vegetables that are pesticide-free. Wash your vegetables and your fruits off. And the thing is that she says the same thing. She says drink warm water with lemon first thing in the morning. Eat raw vegetables each day, lots of leafy greens, including some fresh fruit, fresh juices weekly, and drink plenty of water. Okay, sugar. All right. One myth is sugar is sugar. No, not all sugar is created equal. I've told you guys that before. Okay? Certain fiber will flush out toxins and cholesterol, but other sugar could put you at risk for heart disease. Okay, we've talked about glycemic index. She talks about that too, where certain fruits and sweets have higher glycemic index than some of the berries and fiber and the less tasty carbohydrates. So know that. Another myth out there is that vegans lack nutrients. No, your vegetarians and your vegans do pretty damn good. Every now and then we have somebody that maybe could use a little bit more protein, but overall, the vegans seem to know exactly what they're doing, okay? So I like what the vegans are doing. If there are issues with B12, we could always run a blood test to see if they need to get something that has more B12 in it. Okay? Now, protein is not always an animal product. You can get protein from grains and vegetables and nuts and legumes. Vitamin D you can get from the sun. You could also get vitamin D from supplements if you have to and if you have to avoid the sun because of risk of melanoma. So, a vegan that does it right, make sure they get plenty of protein, plenty of fat, plenty of carbohydrates and minerals, vitamins and antioxidants. They just don't overdo it with the animal products, and good for them. There's been some myth that soy is dangerous because of its estrogen, its form of a plant estrogen that it contains, the phytoestrogen. Just because you eat soy food doesn't necessarily mean you're going to give yourself breast cancer. If you are prone to breast cancer, taking a pharmaceutical estrogen could definitely accelerate it. But soy has protein, fiber, antioxidants, vitamin K. So, you know, if you like your edamames, your miso, your tofu, you're going to do well getting the soy in there. Also, there is soy milk. She recommends an organic non-GMO soy milk. Okay, eating healthy is expensive. This is a myth, she says. However, okay, we've looked at stores, we've looked at, you know, eating out, we've looked at, it's more expensive, it is, okay, I know she says it's a myth, okay, I'll go into a restaurant, I'm like, I'm going to order salmon, I'm going to order the fish, and the fish is way more expensive than ordering a hamburger, alright, and that's very, very frustrating, because I would much rather eat a piece of fish, but I'm not going to spend $14.95 or $21 for a piece of salmon, when for $9.95 I could get a salad. And by the way, I really don't even like going to a restaurant and ordering a salad for $9.95. But that's the problem we're running into. Same thing with the grocery store. Okay? You know, you go and you get a whole bunch of foods and you end up cooking this big dinner and you end up spending more money than if you ate out. You can do it smartly. Okay, bringing your own lunch and snacks to work, noshing and snacking on nuts will help you also lose weight, as well as be cheap, inexpensive. There are ways to do it where it doesn't have to be more expensive. You just have to know how to do it and do it right. Okay? You know, coffee, dried fruit, seeds, whole grains. You can buy whole grains in bulk. Keep them mold-free if you can so they last longer. All right? Piece of cake. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More news on its way.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we know that the Supreme Court is going to be looking at Obamacare again, all right? And because of four words, we've narrowed it down to, all right, people are contemplating whether the Supreme Court will say whether the four words established by the state in the Affordable Health Care Act, saying tax subsidies are only for people in states that establish their own insurance exchanges. And so if these four words established by the state, all right, and it appears that the Supreme Court says, you know, no, this, the government cannot be sending money to states that don't have the exchanges and cannot be giving the subsidies, all right? That would then cause millions of people who are using the government subsidies to buy health insurance to now not have the government subsidies. The Supreme Court is supposed to be deciding this June whether the tax subsidies that offset the cost of the insurance policies are available to everyone and not just to Americans buying insurance through a marketplace established by the state. Now, 36 states opted out of setting up their own marketplaces at all. So the plaintiffs in the King versus Burwell case means the Obama administration is illegally, quote unquote, doling out billions of dollars that have propped up the Obamacare system in more than two-thirds of the states. The New York Times reported Tuesday on its front page that a few lawmakers involved with drafting the bill now say that these four words, all right, these four words were a mistake. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor Jonathan Gruber, who is the quote-unquote architect of this, has argued on at least two occasions that they were inserted on purpose. Okay? So basically, if your state doesn't get on with the Obamacare program, you don't get government money. Now, Olympia Snow, Maine GOP senator, told the Times that she couldn't recall any distinction between federal and state exchanges in terms of the availability of subsidies. She says it was never part of our conversations at any point. Why would we want to deny people subsidies? So they think that maybe those four words were inadvertent language. Now, this is how I look at what's going to happen with the Supreme Court. Remember, the Supreme Court, ever since the first Obamacare ruling, has decided to help proofread and help the government refix language. So some people are hoping that this Supreme Court ruling could possibly overturn Obamacare once and for all, but no, that's not going to happen. Okay, because even if the Supreme Court goes, you know what, it says, you know, here, no money goes to the states, you guys are going to have to make an amendment. Then they just make an amendment and Obamacare is still going on. And Obamacare, trust me, Obamacare is here to stay. Obamacare isn't the Affordable Health Care Act. Obamacare is this whole new health care system that we're in, where insurance companies are now charging $10,000 deductibles. And people who don't qualify for subsidies can't afford insurance anymore. And we have 31 million, according to the latest figure, of underinsured rather than from uninsured, underinsured. And so it's an absolute mess. So, you know, I commend, you know, the lawyers for kind of looking at, you know, okay, well, ways to maybe, you know, try to fix this problem. And I get that, and I appreciate your efforts. But, you know, these, when you look at how much we're spending on insurance, you know, unfortunately, we've created a system of people desperately needing government money and government subsidies. And why the hell are insurance companies getting these thousands upon thousands of dollars of subsidies, right? Where when, you know, we can just try to reset the system going back to where it's $500 deductibles, $25 copays. We could live with that. We can't live with these $75 copays and $10,000 deductibles. Now, U.S. News Today came out with a very interesting headline. You've got Medicaid. Why can't you see the doctor? So Medicaid now insures more than 70.5 million Americans coming from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's a lot of people needing to be on the Medicaid system. they say largely low-income healthcare consumers, these patients have had a notoriously difficult time finding physicians to treat them and in a reasonable amount of time. They say with an influx of people qualifying for the public insurance and changes to providers' reimbursement rates, it's difficult to say if this is going to improve or worsen. And Medicaid beneficiaries do not seem to be happy. So the federal government decided to make it easier for Medicaid patients to see a doctor to increase reimbursement fees in 2013 as part of the Affordable Care Act. When 2014 came to a close, unfortunately, so did that program. Fees once again fell in many states, and a lot of states unfortunately chose to continue in paying the higher rates on their own. Again, a very, very delicate and vulnerable system. You know, doctors should be paid, all right, for when they see the patient, how long they spend time with the patient to encourage that they take the patients and they spend more time with them. Okay? The idea of, well, we're going to reimburse for quality. Okay? I got a lot of sick patients. Okay? I mean, I don't want to be judged on my not being able to defy nature or defy God if somebody has cancer. And I'm a little nervous about the new system and how it can unfortunately put people at risk who are sickly patients. It's very easy to see a healthy patient population. You just open up your doors, just see coughs and colds, and younger people, that's easy. But that's not what we need. We need people to manage the diabetes, manage the colon cancer, manage the geriatric patient. So now we have a bunch of people on Medicaid, 70 million, 70 plus million. And there was a study back in 2011, and they found that 31% of doctors are unwilling to accept new Medicaid patients. Now, not only, though, is it low pay? Okay, I need to correct what a lot of the media is telling you. It's not that Medicaid doesn't pay too little. All right, a lot of doctors, we get paid like crap from a whole bunch of insurance. Okay, so, I mean, Medicaid actually pays better when they do pay. Medicaid pays better than a lot of private insurance is out there. So let's just get that out of, otherwise it just makes doctors look very, very greedy. What the problem doctors are having is a variety of things. One is not all Medicaid claims get paid. So it's not the actual price point that needs to go up and down. It's dealing with a government entity that may not be paying all your claims. That's one thing a lot of us who used to take Medicaid noticed. Only X amount of claims got paid, and we had thousands upon thousands of dollars of accounts receivable. We couldn't keep our heads above water. That's one thing. And even though you have billers who say they know how to bill Medicaid, things keep changing. The other issue is many people on Medicaid may not be the simple cough and cold walking in the door. They may be people that have not had insurance for a very long time and unfortunately are very, very sick and have a lot of things wrong with them and need a lot of time. And here you have doctors that are already maxed out to the gill. Their physician assistants are mid-levels, already overworked, or maybe under-comfortable with taking care of a heart failure patient, that many doctors are like, look, we can't, this is a little bit too much, you know, beyond what we can handle here at our clinic. So now you have a group of population that can unfortunately get sicker and sicker, and that shouldn't be. And Medicaid is starting to stigmatize these people. You also have medical professionals out there that are very, very frustrated with, you know, trying to get permission to get a CAT scan or something. And they want to be able to treat their patients to their fullest without something happening to the patient and them getting sued. So there's a lot more to that we'll have to discuss later this week. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.